Now, as South Dakota braces for the impact of coronavirus in the state count from yesterday shows 320 confirmed positive cases with 98 people now recovered. And those numbers will get updated within the hour, most likely. Individual cities and counties are making their own decisions about how to keep their economies running and their people safe. And they do this under extraordinary circumstances and extraordinary pressure. Jack Powell is mayor of Vermilion, South Dakota. He joins us now for an update from his town. Mayor Powell, welcome. Thanks for being here. Mayor Jack Powell from Vermilion is joining us now. Mayor Powell, can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, there we go. How are you, Mayor?
Okay. I'm doing fine this morning. Thank you. A beautiful day.
All right. Isn't it? Spring is here regardless of what else is happening in the world.
That's,
we do get a little...
That's right, for sure. The
buds are starting to pop on the trees. All right, tell me a little bit about efforts in Vermilion. From an ordinance standpoint, let's start there. What are some of the decisions that you have already made in your city going forward, dealing with preventing the spread of coronavirus in the city?
Well, the main thing is we're following the COVID.SouthDakota.gov and also the directives that have been put out by Governor Nome, and I'd say we're doing a darn good job of it. We also are following the CDC guidelines. As you know, when we had the first reading of our ordinance, we had to wait 5 days before we could implement it. And I would say I'm quite pleased with the way individuals voluntarily embraced the ordinance even before it went into effect. We had a few, but that was not to be unexpected, I guess. But we're doing quite a few efforts to mitigate the situation with our Chamber and Development Corporation. With our we subscribe to the 211 so that we have all kinds of opportunities in addition to the 9/11 materials that, and our Vermilion Food Pantry box distribution and Community Connection Center and all that are really doing a great job of getting food to people that are short on food right now. And along with like the Scouts helping to deliver and the public school systems. And another thing that's kind of unique with Vermilion, with the University of South Dakota here, we're in close coordination with what the university is doing, going into distance learning and not having campus activities, not having the students back on campus. And I think this is a big, big help in the not congregating groups and that sort of thing. So I'd have to say, overall, I'm very pleased with the way our citizens are reacting to all this.
Tell me a little bit about how that college job market is impacted as college students sort of vacate the town and go home. What are some of the other, you know, gaps that they leave behind? Or is that not a problem right now because so much of the job force is, you know, fueled by college student and labor?
Well, I think it's the latter part. Of course, the housing, there are still some people on campus that couldn't really get home. But in general, the housing is shut down, although they do have some food services for those people who are campus locked. But I feel really bad for the servers, et cetera, that students that look to jobs in the restaurants and so on. It's really interesting to see the innovativeness of our restaurants in terms of preparing foods that you can pick up to go and that sort of thing. And it's been interesting and also satisfying to see how people are really supporting that kind of a program.
One of the things we've heard from mayors like Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenhaken is that, you know, you make a decision in your city, but that doesn't necessarily apply to the cities in the county around you or nearby communities. Have you heard feedback from people who say, you know, we live in Vermilion and this restaurant's closed, but I can drive out, you know, and in 10 minutes or 20 minutes be somewhere where the parking lot's full and people are congregating? And what has been the response of the business community for some of those,
you know,
sort of local challenges?
I haven't heard of any of that. It was a concern At the outset, when we were first putting in our ordinance, it was a concern that it was being done piecemeal across the state, and I was an advocate early of let's have a uniform program across the state so that we don't have that where people can go to one community and get service where they can't in their home community, et cetera. I have not heard of any issues here in our community area.
Give me a little bit of an idea about going forward in things like construction projects and building and trying to sustain the innovation that some people are doing to sort of keep the keep businesses functioning, but yet looking at this broader picture of how do we how do we keep people safe but also keep Vermilion growing? Is that possible?
Like one of the major projects that's going on right now is the renovation of the west side of the Dakota Dome. And at the moment, that's ongoing. That's not a problem. That's still going on. And there are a few other projects like that, like we have a break in a pipe across the Vermilion River that services the south side of Vermilion. And that project is ongoing because we don't have the same kind of issues as we do with people congregating. So to my knowledge, things are going along well. Businesses are being innovative. They're selling gift cards and T-shirts and, things like that, and putting balloons around town and painting windows and just trying to keep a real good upper lip going on during this time period. And I don't know, from what I'm hearing recently, it sounds like we might be getting some businesses open sooner rather than later, and that's pretty optimistic.
It really is an hour by hour, day by day conversation,
right.
Isn't it? Yeah. Mayor Jack Powell, we'll check in with you on the future about how things are going in Vermilion. We really appreciate your time today. Reach out anytime.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you. Bye.